Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is Steve Kolesetsky. Well, you're looking at her. She is our new U.S. Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos. She's over 65,800,000 children and educating them. You think about this. The Word of God says, you train up a child in the way they should go. When they get old, they will not depart from it. Thank God we have a godly person in the education area. As a matter of fact, she is a philanthropic person. She's a philanthropist. Her and her husband, Richard, which she goes by Dick DeVos, they go around. They've been helping for quite some time, helping out with education around the nation and so many different things. But you think about this. What would you do if somebody gave you $5 billion and they told you you need to be able to go out and help folks? Well, their family's worth more than over $5 billion, and that's what they've been doing. They've been really helping us out for quite some time right now. And you think about it, you know, God's called us to be philanthropists, you know, where we're actually going around trying to seek to do good. And you think of, what is the definition of somebody that's philanthropic or philanthropist, you know, somebody that's going out helping folks? Well, the definition of it is a person who seeks to promote the welfare of others, especially by generous donations of money to certain causes. So somebody just going out being kind to folks, somebody out going out to help folks, and if they have the ability to bless them financially, that's what they do. That's what they've been doing. But you think about this, 65 million children, I mean, it's like this year we're seeing things so differently. It's so important whoever is responsible for educating our children. We're gonna find out today, that's 21% of our population when you think about it. But you know, she stated, as a matter of fact, on a Fox News interview sometime back that the education system that we're using in our schools today is over 200 years old. We're using that kind of system, and we're finding out, well, why is our test scores dropping down? Why are they dropping down? Well, first of all, you can go and see it on Wikipedia, but her family's worth $5.1 billion and more. Her father is the one, I don't know if you ever went into your car and your sun visor, you know, and it has a little light in a mirror and you open it up. Her father invented that. And he has a billionaire off of automotive industry. And she married Richard DeVos, and his father, which is Richard DeVos, I guess, senior, he founded Amway, and he also owns Orlando Magic. And so they're a very successful family. They could do anything they wanted to do, but they said, you know what? I want to help America out. I want to help the young students of America get an education. And she's been working for years to be able to help give freedom of choice to the parents so you can send your kid to anywhere you want to go to school, and they'll give you the money to be able to do that. And so you're looking at her family right here. I think you can see her whole family. If you can take a look at this. And you're looking, this is Betsy here, and that's Richard, and that's his dad and his mom, the owner, both co-owner of Orlando Magic. And this right here is Dick and Betsy themselves together. I think, yeah, there you are. And this is who's over our education. A Christian woman, a godly woman, and one that her and her husband have done so many different things. And I'm excited about it. You know, she went through so many things when she was going through Congress, and she could be doing anything. She doesn't need the paycheck. She doesn't need the harassment going on. They called her names. The teacher unions attacked her. People that were getting support from the teachers union, certain senators called her every name in the book. And it was just tragic. It's like, this lady's trying to help us out. She's proven it by giving her own money and time, you know, over the years, giving it to many of the people that are in America. And yet she was treated very, very disrespectful. And she's done so many things. We'll make that available, you know, to you, what she has done. But her father, in case you don't know this, her father's name is Edgar Prince. And he's the one that founded the Prince Corporation, and that's where the visors and the different things that were being built. But she spoke after she went through all of that approval taking place at Congress. I don't know if you saw that or not, but it was just, I encourage you not to watch all that, but it was on C-SPAN as well. And she went through it, and she did that for you, she did that for our kids, and she did that for 21% of our population. Because you think, on a previous program, we talked about this, that only 15% of regular church attenders have a biblical worldview of the world. Only 15%. Only 4% of millennials have a biblical worldview. Now imagine giving our education system over to people who don't acknowledge God, don't want anything to do with God. I mean, that's where we've been for quite some time. Now we're turning this whole thing back, and having Betsy DeVos there is so important. Well, she made it to the approval rating. She got sworn in by President Donald Trump, and this is her speaking at the CPAC, introducing herself and talking a little bit about what happened. Let's visit her now at the CPAC.
Well, good afternoon. Thank you for that very warm welcome. I love you. I love the energy and enthusiasm that CPAC brings. So I'm Betsy DeVos. You may have heard some of the wonderful things the mainstream media has called me lately. I, however, pride myself on being called a mother, a grandmother, a life partner of 38 years tomorrow, and perhaps the first person to tell Bernie Sanders to his face that there's no such thing as a free lunch. The media has had its fun with me, and that's okay. My job isn't to win a popularity contest with the media or the education establishment here in Washington. My job as Secretary of Education is to make education work for students. But today we know the system is failing too many kids. How do we know that? Our nation's test scores have flatlined. 1.3 million children drop out of school every year. And because the previous administration spent $7 billion of your dollars on school improvement grants, thinking they could demonstrate that money alone would solve the problem. Yet their own report, issued as they walked out the door, showed that it had zero impact on student outcomes and performance. They tested their model and it failed miserably. Now, this is not an indictment of teachers. We all know great public school teachers. My mom was one. Good teachers make a real difference. Good teachers deserve to be honored and compensated accordingly. But the education establishment has been blocking the doorway to reforms, fixes, and improvements for a generation. This is not a left or a right issue. This is an American issue. We need education to work for every child. So let me ask you, do you believe parents should be able to choose the best school for their child regardless of their zip code or family income? Yeah. Me too, and so does President Trump. We have a unique window of opportunity to make school choice a reality for millions of families. Both the president and I believe that providing an equal opportunity for a quality education is an imperative that all students deserve.
I'm so thankful for Betsy DeVos that she was willing to go through all those trials, do all that horrific things that took place, being personally attacked, for standing up, wanting to be there for our children. I mean, think about it. When you have $5+ billion, you could be on some island somewhere just enjoying the sun, but she chose to not do that. She chose to be here and for many years to be able to help with education in our nation. But there's people that have an agenda that she talked about them. And we're going to, after this break, you're going to hear more about them. But think about this. Those that are using our children and our tax dollars and union funds to be able to organize against our children. I mean, really, not everyone, but a significant amount is. As a matter of fact, those who have an agenda with our American education system, they're using it. They don't like Betsy DeVos because she has one agenda, that the children get an education so they can have so they can have a future. I mean, who would want to deprive? Think about this. If this wasn't so important, countries like Afghanistan and other ones that are oppressing people, specifically women, not letting them get an education, they're doing that because they're trying to hold them back. Well, you give the ladies the education, they're going to be competing well with the men in the workplace. Well, if we don't give our kids an education, they're not going to be able to compete in the world. And so she's wanting them to be able to succeed. And Proverbs 22:6 says very specifically, says, train a child in the way they should go, and when they get old, they will not depart from it. Think about this. It's not about, you know, that only works for godly training. Hitler understood that. He began to train up the young people in Germany, and he eventually flipped the nation and began to persecute God's people in a horrific way. God doesn't say that only works for godly teaching. He says that this is the way it works. And so it's important how we're training, you know, our children up in our nation. They're our future. They're the future congressmen and senators and presidents and business owners. And that's a very important fathers, mothers, and families. But those with agendas other than meeting our kids' education and children, they can't control Betsy DeVos. Those that have this agenda, that the worst case scenario is to have somebody like Betsy DeVos in office because she don't need anything from anyone. They can't control her with reputation. They can't control her with money. They can't control her with threat. And they tried all that because she's a billionaire. You know, she's just there to help our kids out. And that's why you're seeing this big, crazy demonstrations taking place right now. But because somebody like that, you just, you know, they can get paid a dollar a year and do what they're doing. And we're grateful for that. But what you're seeing is those that people that use the children to fuel their wealth and influence society. They use the children, the teachers' education, teachers' union, the National Education Association. Notice they're talking. We'll show you firsthand after this break. But they're fueling their wealth and their influence in society versus somebody like Betsy DeVos and others who have that same mindset, that those folks are actually using their wealth and their influence to help others and to empower our children and students for a brighter future. I mean, it's a huge difference. When we get back from this break, you're going to see one of the leaders speaking at the teachers' union, and he just says it like it is. He tells it exactly. It has nothing to do with the kids. It has to do with power, money, and influence. Make sure you join us after the break.
We'll be right back.
How do I love my enemy?
I think that love begins with the common human experience that we all have. And I think that the loving your enemy gets down to the basic human issues: air, water, lights, food, family, basic human essentials. At least let's love on the level that we exist and then debate on the level that we think. But we have lost all respect and civility. And I think that it comes back to just respecting people because God made them. Mm-hmm. And how can you say you love God who you have not seen,
right,
and hate that is a reflection that he created? You cannot worship him up there while you resent him right here.
You know, a lot of people want to abide with the Lord, but they just don't have a plan to do it. You can request that plan today at iabide.org.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're talking about the new U.S. Secretary of Education, mm-hmm. and Betsy DeVos. It's so exciting, yes, to see her there. If you're just catching up with us, we had, you know, she spoke at CPAC. We had a little bit, mm-hmm. of that speech on there. We'll make the whole thing available to you on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. But when you have somebody like Betsy DeVos, which is her family's wealthy, but they chose to use their wealth to be able to help folks, mm-hmm. instead of just going off and living on some island somewhere like some others do. And now she's working for us. The reason why allegedly the teachers' union and these National Education Association, you saw the venom coming back on television, you know, senators were talking so disrespectful, yeah, and hateful. But you have to understand, the teachers' union has over $340 million a year at their disposal to be able to fund campaigns for like certain senators. Mm-hmm. You can figure out which ones being funded by how they venom
how they
put
respond
out
to it.
Yeah, and it's like this is a citizen of the United States, and she's here just to help out. But she's threatening the status quo because what we presently have is not, mm-hmm. working. And like she said, it was like over 200-year-old system. And it's like the Persian
system.
It's been around for, you know, over 230, yeah, years, probably 240, probably, yeah, more like 300, yeah, some years. But she said 200, but they can't make her. I mean, it doesn't really matter.
They can't control her. But yeah, it's so important to look at the mere fact that she's even here in that moment, yeah, as the opportunity to take over this role as a chairman of education. This is a major answer to prayer. As we've been praying for education, we've been praying for our schools, praying for the leaders, you know, recognizing, you know, what we've talked in one of our previous programs is that when we see the shift of leadership, don't just say, okay, hey, hurrah, that they're there, and then sit back. No, we've got to support and say, I stand up for this leadership. I stand up for what they're doing. And we see this, and it's just like, this is a major answer to prayer. It's very encouraging.
It is. I mean, but you think about it, it's like saying, well, we got a good quarterback now. Let the rest of the team just leave. Yeah. It's like, we got to listen to the leadership because this is a big ingrained and rooted down system that during President Jimmy Carter's administration, he established the National Education Association. It hasn't been here since the Garden of Eden, by the way. And it's grown into this big, huge monstrosity. Yeah. And so now here, you have these parents. Look at this. Now, these are parents. You're about to see something. These parents are in a school district that they know their kids do not have a fighting chance. Mm-hmm. And they're offering a lottery. There's a limited amount of seats for students in this charter school. And so what they do was, to be fair about it, they give all the kids that want to get in a number. And then they literally have a lottery where they just draw the number to make it fair. Well, that's what that's happening here. But Betsy DeVos is saying, we want every kid in America to have that choice. But I want to show you what's happening with the teachers union. Because you'll see these parents, and there are hundreds of them in a line. They're waiting to get in there to see if their kid gets a chance to
go to the charter,
go to a good school, get a good education, don't have to fear for their life in the school that they would have had to go to. At the same time, these grown folks in the union are marching up and down and saying that don't be fooled, abort charter schools. And it's like, these parents are fighting for their kids. You're actually talking about their kids. As a matter of fact, I want you to take a look at this. But when you see this, look at this big long line of parents who are going, I want my kid to have a fighting chance. And then look at the pickets, the guys with the signs. That is the teachers' union and what they're saying about these parents' kids. Take a look.
Even as desperate parents in my city lined up hoping to win a charter school lottery that would let their kids escape horrible government-controlled schools, union protesters stood outside chanting, don't be fooled, abort charter schools.
Don't be fooled, abort charter schools.
They don't want competition. They told me things like competition is not for education. But the opposite is true. Competition gives us better cars, computers, movies, music. It would work for education too if they just let.
We'll be right back.
A growing number of kids today are suffering from an emotional characteristic known as a wounded spirit.
For Family Talk, here's Dr. James Dobson.
The Wounded Spirit is the title of a book written by best-selling author Frank Peretti about his own painful childhood experiences. Mr. Peretti was born with a tumor in his jaw that disfigured him and led to unmerciful taunting during his childhood years. Other children called him a monster and they treated him with disdain and rejection. It took Frank many years to come to terms with his grotesque identity, long after the tumor had been successfully removed. Millions of adults and children today can relate to Mr. Peretti. I talked with a mother recently who said her teenage boy had actually lost his desire to live because of the ridicule of his peers over his slightly protruding ears. Suicide even loomed as a possibility. It's true that this kind of teasing and ridiculing has been going on forever among children, but today's kids are even more vulnerable to it, primarily because of the emphasis on beauty in the popular culture and the way Hollywood depicts the have-nots as nerds and freaks and geeks. Those with wounded spirits often gravitate toward drug addiction, violence, early sexual activity, and even emotional illness. It is our obligation as adults to protect these vulnerable kids as much as possible.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Don't be fooled, abort charter schools. It's like the parents are standing there trying to get in the charter school. They're willing to go to a lottery system to see if their kid wins it. They were against the kid. They're against the children. They turned it into a business for profiteering and making money at the expense of
the next generation.
Of our next generation. And like I said, if If you don't educate, if you don't get your education, you're not going to be a breakthrough person, and it's not going to work. Society will be dumbed down. That's why they hold back education in other countries that have tyrants to oppress people, because they don't want them to get educated, because they get educated, then they can do more with their life. Well, you say that can't be true. Well, let's go to actual gathering of the teachers union where the man says it himself. He tells the teacher union, he says, it's about money, it's about power and teachers, it's not about students. And look for yourself. You see a room full of teachers in the teachers union. Every teacher's not in this union, but you're looking at probably over a million, 1.2 million are. And look what he says. It's not about the kid. And he says it. Let's go there now.
And that brings me to my final and most important point, which is why, at least in my opinion, NEA and its affiliates are such effective advocates. Despite what some among us would like to believe, it is not because of our creative ideas. It is not because of the merit of our positions. It is not because we care about children, and it is not because we have a vision of a great public school for every child. NEA and its affiliates are effective advocates because we have power. And we have power because there are more than 3.2 million people who are willing to pay us hundreds of millions of dollars in dues each year because they believe that we are the unions that can most effectively represent them, the unions that can protect their rights and advance their interests as education employees.
So when you hear somebody say, it's all about the kids, it has nothing to do with the kids. He said it has nothing to do with the kids. And you're wondering, you're thinking, oh, these poor schools, and they're forcing them to do things they don't want to do. And there's a lot of teachers, great teachers out there. We're not talking about teachers, we're talking about the teachers' union. And they're being bound and held back by these same kind of mindsets. And they cannot freely move in the context of that because they would risk this funding mechanism. But then we're going like, oh, this poor school, I mean, they're having to have a transgender bathroom, and they're having to do this and that, and this going on. And it's like, that's actually the agenda of the national, of the teachers union and the National Education Association, allegedly. But listen to what he says. This is at the teachers union, and you're finding out it's actually the teachers that are pushing that. It's the teachers union that's pushing that on our children in America. That's, we're feeling so bad for, like, oh, these poor teachers are being put. Well, the ones in the union are paying $300 and something million to this organization to be able to cause that to happen. You say that's not so? Well, listen to what he said about the agendas that he's pushing in schools.
But then NEA began to change. It embraced collective bargaining. It supported teacher strikes. It established a political action committee. It spoke out for affirmative action, and it defended gay and lesbian rights. What NEA said and did began to matter. And the more we said and did, the more we pissed people off.
So you're looking, it's like, who would ever thought that the not every teacher, but those teachers were the ones that was taking your kid in, saying they don't care about your kid. They care about the money, the power, the agenda to transform society. And it, the reason why, you know, the former president, all he did was wrote a suggested letter. He didn't put there was no law put out there. And immediately schools started just rapidly creating transgender bathrooms and all this kind of stuff, like it was like some law. And it's like, now we know why. It's their agenda. That's what they wanted to be able to promote for our kids. And it's like, wait a minute, our kids are not an experiment. That's not what they're there for, an education, to read, to write, to learn science, to learn math, and to learn, you know, how to function in life. And it's like, wait a minute, you don't even care about our kids? I mean, didn't you hear him say that? Yeah. That's exactly what he said.
And to hear someone say that, what's most important is just, we're there for the power.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just... Yeah. That's scary.
And we can do it because we have people that will pay us. And let me say, the dues, $300 a year for every teacher that's in the union, that's, you know, $1.2 million if he has that kind of $300 million, $290-something million in dues. This is important. If you are a member of the teachers' union, you're supporting that kind of mindset. You're supporting that. That $300, you're thinking, well, I need somebody to represent me. If you're a Christian, God represents you. You can't be a part of something that's having this ungodly, saying they don't care about the kids, you know, saying that, you know, that's going to go away from the way God would want it to be. And we're training our children up in the wrong way to go. Right. And so they will never turn back because they won't know God. We're one generation away from a pagan culture. If we don't teach and pass the baton to our next generation, you know, America could be lost. Yeah. And with 15% of regular church attenders who truly have a biblical worldview, according to George Bonnet, and are practicing a biblical worldview, and 4% of millennials, only 4%, that in a school system that's fighting right. us like this, this is what I got to say. Thank God for Betsy DeVos. I mean, yeah. That's how important she is. You think about it, that she is, you know, she has no strings. She's not, nobody's controlling her. She was put there to be able to take the whole steering wheel of our students. It's not about the National Education Association. It's not about the union. It's about your kid. It's about your grandkids. It's about the future of our country. She's taken their lives and turning them in a direction where there can be student-parent choice, where you say, well, if I have a school in my particular neighborhood, it's close to me, mm-hmm. but it's a low-rated school, that it's high in crime, that my kids terrify going there because they don't know, yeah. they're more focused on survival than they are actually getting education. And then she wants to be able to give you the money, the tax money that's normally given to that school to you, and you say, I want my kid to be homeschooled, I want my kid to go to yeah. this school, I want my kid to go to charter school. You as a parent
has the power to decide.
Yeah, it's a government by the people and for the people. That's your kid. Mm-hmm. You need to, and it's exciting. I mean, but you have to understand. You see the mindset, you know, abort charter schools, and don't be fooled, abort charter schools. We don't care about the kids. We want the money. We want the power. Well, they're not going to just let go. They're not going to just
like
go,
that.
Oh, you won. We're going to give up hundreds of millions of dollars and give up using your kid for all this kind of stuff. It's going to be a fight. But you know what? Our young people are worth fighting for. Mm-hmm. They're worth fighting for. And by the way, we saw what happened with Betsy DeVos. So that's a dirty fight. It was so sad what happened to her. And I just thank God for her, which means this. We have to pray for her. We need to pray for all the cabinet members. But pray for Betsy DeVos, realizing she's over, 65,800,000 plus kids, young people, you know, all different ages, go into school, whether it's a charter school or a tech school or whether it's a whatever the school is in your system. Yeah. And what they want to do is turn the education back over to the states. Somebody says, I don't know. That's how America was founded. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at vfntv.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.